May 11. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5. We must learn how to become truly humble. Our Lord gave His disciples and us an example when He laid aside His garments and took water and a towel and washed His disciples' feet. He taught them, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." John 13:14. Without meekness and humility, we cannot grow spiritually. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11:29. "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased." Matthew 23:12. See also 1 Peter 5:5-6. "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you, be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." True humility is a great virtue. We are all liable to become proud at times, sometimes knowingly and sometimes unknowingly. Pride is a great hindrance to our spiritual growth. We can even become proud of our Bible knowledge or the service we are rendering to God. The Lord Jesus Christ is our example and enablement. It is by receiving His humility that we can learn to serve Him. This humility cannot come by our own human effort. We must become true yoke fellows with our Lord Jesus. That is the meaning of taking His yoke upon us. You have seen a yoke upon a pair of bullocks. These two bullocks have to work together. The yoke speaks of partnership. You must be willing to work with the Lord Jesus Christ as a partner. And only in this way can you become lowly. Many of us take years to become humble. Somehow or the other, we become proud and therefore dislike some people, and perhaps hate them. Even the Apostle Paul was in danger of becoming puffed up, so the Lord gave him a thorn in his flesh. David also was in a similar danger. He tried to bring the Ark of God in a bullock cart, contrary to God's ordained order. Another time, he tried to number the mighty men of Israel against the will of God. That is why God brought David twice to the experience of the threshing floor. Thus the Lord removed the chaff from his life. The Lord deals with us also in the same way to remove the chaff of pride and truly make us humble. After that only can He exalt us and manifest His power through us.